This additional pre-bid meeting for Project B240509 LND Hurricane Ian Matt Lachey Drawbridge M&E Repairs LAP was scheduled for today, January 16th, 2025 at 1 p.m. My name is Lila Davis and I'm Procurement Analyst for Lee County Procurement Management Department. Before we begin, we'll note for the record that members of the public are present, so we'll open the floor at this time to any public comments. Okay, since there's no public comment, I will ask the rest of Lee County staff and the public that are present to introduce themselves and state what department or company they are with.
Jonas with Quality Electric.
Or Jonas Josetas with Quality Electric.
Brett Zellman, the County DOT Operations.
Tony Langham with Drag Sync.
Brian Bays, Lee County Procurement.
Sarah Long, Lee County Procurement.
Carlos Hernandez, Lee County.
Antonio Prieto, Champion Control, Janine Comp.
Robert Placica, H&H.
Mark Orlar, H&H.
Gary Dale, PCL Construction.
Avelino Cancel, Lee County DOT.
Steve Nappy, H&H.
Joseph Desiree with GLF Construction.
Oscar Perez, Hydrodyne.
Michael Light, Hydrodyne.
Jim Phillips, H&H.
We are here today to discuss this project and to do a site visit so you get a better understanding of what is needed for this project. We are going to discuss the procurement process first, and then I'll let the project manager provide a brief description of the project. We will then start the site visit. Please hold any questions until the end of the site visit when we get back on record. Any questions that you have must be submitted to me in writing via email. My contact information is on the front page of the bid package. Then we will be posted as an addendum. Please note, any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification of this project. Before I turn this over to the project manager, I'd like to cover a few housekeeping items. This is the third of three mandatory pre-bid meetings. You're only required to attend one of the meetings and complete the sign-in sheet. If you attended the previous meetings, you do not need to be here today. If a firm submits without either attending today or one of the other two previously held meetings, they will be deemed non-responsive. Bids are due February 20th, 2025 at 2:30 p.m. Bids submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. When submitting, you need to provide one original and one copy, as well as an electronic copy on a USB flash drive.
Can you repeat the bid due date that everybody's been writing down?
February 20th, 2025 at 2:30 p.m. This is a grant-funded project. Because of this, there are a few items that I want to point out. E-Verify is applicable to this solicitation. The participation of MBE and WBE companies is highly encouraged. Local vendor preference is excluded. There are multiple federal acts and amendments that are in effect that the prime and all subcontractors must follow. They can be found within the solicitation under supplemental information and clauses. There are several forms and documentation that are required as part of your submission for this project. Please review all forms carefully and complete them in their entirety. In the solicitation packet, there is a checklist and instructions starting on page 45 that may be used as a guide in your submission that provides details on the forms and documentation that may be required. All county and FDOT required forms are grouped together after the checklist. Please note if a form is not applicable to your firm, you're required to submit this form with NA or not applicable clearly noted across the document. Form 1 is a solicitation response form. This form is your acknowledgement to participation in the solicitation and must be fully executed and submitted with your package or will deem your firm as non-responsive. Addendums must also be noted here on this form. The bid schedule for this project is located in a separate Excel document and contains formulas. Although formulas are present, you're required to double-check your totals for errors and correct as necessary. Unit prices prevail in the event of any calculation errors. A bid bond of at least 5% of the proposed dollar amount is required with your submission and can be found on Form 8 on page 60. Forms 11 through 17 are all FDOT required forms and must be submitted. Additional FDOT required information, including DBE, FHWA, and the wage rate table, can be found under Exhibit O. There is a new wage rate table that will be issued an addendum after today when we get some of the questions. Addendums and other pertinent documents, such as the Notice of Intent and Decision, will only be posted on the Lee County Procurement website. This link is on the front page of the bid documents. You're responsible for checking the site often for the presence of any addenda and other materials. Should an addendum be issued, you must acknowledge receipt of this addendum on space provided within Form 1. Are there any questions about the procurement process? Okay, I'll now turn the floor over to the project manager to provide a brief description and any comments you would like to share. We'll then go off record to start the site visit. And remember, as we're doing the site visit, there's no questions. They will point out. They did say that you were allowed to take some pictures. And then any questions that you do have to be emailed to me so we can issue an addendum. But we will come back after the site visit and we can discuss things. But make sure you do email me.
Okay, hi. Avelino Cancel, the project manager for the county. Who attended one of the previous in-office private meetings? Nobody?
Did anybody attend one of the pre-bid meetings that we've had previously?
Okay,
some firms, I think, did, but not the individuals, maybe.
Okay. So, like I said there, and Lila mentioned, this is a FDOT-funded project. With that being said, there's a lot of requirements that you guys have to do as part of the project. And those requirements will, you know, will be a lot of office work, paperwork that normally you don't have to do in other projects. So keep that in mind when pricing the project, because they will not be a separate line item or something for office time for compliance. Also, at the end of the bid packet, there's a federal wage tables. All the employees have to be paid in accordance to that, and I have to be classified in accordance to that. So keep that in mind when putting the staff or the team that is gonna work here. Now going to the actual project, as the name of the project is, this bridge was affected during Hurricane Ian, and it kind of stopped working. That was 2 years ago. It took us working, you know, diligently on this, like about 2 years, to secure the funds so we can start this project. More on those details will be the Steve Nappy. He will be the, and his company, they're gonna be the CI, but they were also the designers of the project. So Steve, I'll pass it to, oh, before, I'm sorry. Lila, during the actual visit of the bridge, H&H team can point stuff to the contractor, or is completely silent until the end?
You can point things out, we just can't ask questions.
Okay, so they're gonna give you guys a tour, kind of like the bridge, how it works, but no questions until the end, okay? Is that okay with that, Lila? Okay, so Steve.
Yeah, so we're gonna try to highlight, just to give you guys an idea of what the damage was, where the water came in, what was affected. Like Avelino said, you can't ask questions as much as you'd probably like to at the time we're looking at something. So if there's anything right now that anybody can think of that you want pointed out, anybody, I know this is premature, but when we get done, we'll point out everything we think. We'll get back up here. You guys can ask specific questions. We have done an operation after the storm. Again, that was about 2 years ago. When we get around, we'll tell you where we're at with all the components, but for the most part, everything we're going to do is going to get this back up and running where it needs to be. So,
I'm sorry if I interrupted, but this bridge just doesn't work.
It works. It's not. We're not operating it right now. The county's not.
Yeah.
So there, the Coast Guard allowed it to be shut down. There's no openings.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
One more thing. We're on the third floor of this building.
Yeah.
The first floor has no light, and it's completely dark because it's under the water level problem. So I got this flashlight, but if you guys have phones or flashlights, you're gonna help, because you have to go down the stairs and it's pitch black. I got a flashlight, he have a flashlight, I have a flashlight, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, we talked about some of the other aspects. Avelino talked about the federal aid. There's also the requirement of BABA, if anyone's not familiar, Buy America, Build America, so that's in effect, and also utilizing existing components, so in kind. So if it's an Eaton, whatever, and they stop making that and there's a better model, you're going to have to go through that shop drawing request through us. We'll get that through the Fed so we can get reimbursed. But for the most part, everything you see we want replaced the exact same if it's available. There's some things outside of the electrical and mechanical. The big components of this job is electrical, mechanical. There's some structural, some light poles out there, fender system rehab, bearing pads under the abutments, and some riprap. But that's pretty much it, I believe, for the ancillary stuff. The majority of this is going to be the electrical and mechanical components. Marco, Rob, anything from your end?
No, unless you want a description of scope of work for electrical and mechanical.
I think we can do that down there and just kind of point stuff out. Jim, anything from you?
No, I think you're going to show them where the water came to. I think everybody can see
what the
water level was approximately, and it gives you a good idea of pretty much everything that was either submerged or exposed to a lot of salt.
From a safety perspective, is there anything they need to know as hazard-wise?
I don't think so. I mean, watch.
Don't touch the cables.
Just looking out.
Yeah, no, good. I don't think we're going to get in any areas where you got, hazards for your head or anything.
Are we opening any of the cabinets for them to look?
We can open.
We can open the cabinets. Yeah. Okay, so how we start? We start upstairs at the bridge center and then walk our way down?
Can do that.
Again, if you ask any questions, we're going to stop you. Don't bother asking any questions.
Until we come back here.
Yeah. Write it down. Yeah. Be as specific as you can so we can get back to whatever your question is.
You guys are allowed to take pictures?
Pictures are allowed.
Yes.
Yeah. No, there's no restrictions on where or anything to take pictures.
And I would advise you, if you have something you want to ask a question about, take a picture of it. So when we get back in the group, you can say, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay. And even that, let us say, even that you ask a question here, you are required to send it by email to her, and you can attach a picture to the email, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does anybody have any other questions before we start?
Oh, I'm sorry. Marco is the electrical engineer, no?
Yes, sir.
And Jim Phillips, you're the mechanical? Or Rob?
I'm the mechanical.
Mechanical engineers.
I'm the movable bridge expert.
There you go. So this is the design team.
We're going to go off record and do our site visit.
And work our way down.
Okay, we are back upstairs in the lobby after the site visit. PM Avellino, do you want to say anything?
Okay, that was our visit before proceeding to the questions. Does anybody want to go and take a final look before we close and leave? Or you guys good, everybody? Very good? Okay, so let's go with the questions for H&H team. Anybody?
How high was the water level overall during the storm?
What's that?
How high was the water level when you were doing it?
So it was about a foot and a half off that electrical level.
Yeah, and then the floor below was completely submerged. Submerged and came up like a foot and a half in second level. Yeah. Any other questions?
The span was only open the one time since the storm?
Yes, one time.
So the second level is below us, that's what's flooded, you said?
But yeah, I would say 18 to 24 inches in that level, and then the first level all the way down.
Yeah, and that was standing, so wave action, whatever, could have. That was the watermark in there.
Yeah, so the pump motors submerged.
Any other questions? Okay, well,
I got one thing, actually. So, I'm not sure about how the roads work here or whatever, but will you allow work to be completed with the span up or partially up?
Yes, if you have to open the bridge to work, for sure. But it has to be, you cannot keep it open for extended periods.
Question.
No. It's the only access.
Yeah.
On island, so.
Yes.
It is?
It's the only way to get there.
Yeah, there's another way to get to the island.
So, really, leaving it up and dumping a bunch of stuff, it can just be brief.
If you think that you require an extended opening, we'll have to address that, after the project started.
Yeah.
With your schedule, when whoever contracted me the schedule. Mm-hmm. And, we'll have to address that at the moment, and maybe we'll have to be done at night, too. If you require an extended opening, because they have worked on the bridge and they have to open to the work, and when they open, and for how long?
Well, the longest we've done is 30 minutes, but
also
we have to put a row watch 2 weeks notice, and we have to put Signboards. Signboards to let residents know the time. And,
right. You know, kind of along the lines of traffic control. If we had heavy equipment, can we put in temp stop lights and slim it down to one lane at any point? I mean,
for what in that case?
I don't know what's.
It just needs to be coordinated. So, like I said, there is a job less than a mile up the road that's one lane right now with traffic signals.
That's what I mean.
So, if you do something here, it may not be bad if you're just basically putting a brake in the traffic. But if you're creating traffic here and then we got traffic there, it's going to be a nightmare. So it would need to be coordinated. But all that's going to go through the team and the county. So you would get permission before you get into that.
And one last question. It's probably something I guess I got to send online. But the 120-day period to do this job, is that what it is? 120 days.
I don't remember how much is
that. Well, anyways, it seems a little bit short because some of these are long. Items probably
put it in writing,
if you guys are open to extending
put it in writing.
So any questions you guys have, send it to my email. My email's on the front page of the bid package, and then we'll issue any questions that we receive in an addendum plenty of time before it's actually due.
What was that website you said there's going to be updated changes to the addendums and stuff like that?
The procurement website.
Mm-hmm, procurement website.
So Lee County website.
Yep, so LeeGov.com, and then you search procurement. Same thing where you found this information from today. It all gets posted there.
It's LeeGov.com/procurement.
And then you search this bid information, and then everything's posted right there. Okay.
Are we good, guys? Any other questions?
I'm sorry.
We're good?
Is there anything on the outside that needs to be done?
The fender systems. Some re-rubbing this side and handrails, no?
The handrails.
Lights, handrails.
Yeah, it's all in the plans. The rest is normal, bridge, you know. Oh, and there's a bearing patch that needs to be reset.
There's a detail in the plans for that.
Yeah.
You can take some pictures outside.
Yeah, you can take as many pictures as you want outside.
The riprap, it's right over there?
Yeah, this side, yeah.
Okay.
Are they able to look at all of the stuff outside without
you
us?
On the sidewalk, you can see everything.
Okay. So if you do want to see the outside stuff, you can come now or you can come at your leisure. You just can't come in this building anymore after today.
We'll be locked after this meeting.
So maybe one last. All the same work, like gravel excluded.
No, the building work, that's a separate project.
The exception of louver, correct?
No, the louvers are not part of this one.
Oh.
No, FHWA didn't approve. That's
fender system is part of it?
I'm sorry?
The fender system is part of this contract?
Yes, fender system, yes.
So they won't get down there and access and lift?
They can look from the top or...
Okay. You can go down if you want, but it's a little sketchy. I don't know. On the safety factor if you want to do that.
Okay, so this concludes this pre-bid meeting for Project B240509 L&D, Hurricane Ian Malachet Drawbridge, M&E Repairs, LAP. Thank you.